Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor with your headlines from Glasshouse Country Morning News and The Sentinel. Over at The Sentinel, we've got a story about concerned residents of Headley Park Estate near Kilcoy who are calling on Somerset Council to take action over the increased use of a single road going in and out of the estate. There's a couple of new developments coming on stream there soon, concerns about whether the increased traffic will cause problems in that part of the Somerset. Also got a story about Moreton Bay, which is set to benefit from a new youth foyer aimed at providing vital support to young people experiencing homelessness or at risk of homelessness, as new figures we've got reveal an alarming rise in child homelessness across the region. I've also got a nice story about Harlan State School, which has benefited from a new $360,000 playground as their other one. It's a 30-year-old playground, as decommissioned, you might put it that way. And we've also got a Halloween feature ahead of October 31 as well. Over at GCNM News, we've got a story about Sunshine Coast Council, which has been taken to court after it rejected a tourism application on Steve Irwin Way. There's a real push there from council to make Beewar an industrial hub, so we dig a little bit deeper into that issue as well. We've also got a story about Sunshine Coast residents, especially in the hinterland, paying noticeably more to dispose of domestic waste at local tips. There's been a near 60% rise over the last couple of years, and people taking their trailer load of rubbish are getting a bit annoyed about the rise. And yesterday we were up at the annual Lions Mullaney meet and greet. It's a great little initiative the Lions put on each year where newcomers to the area all come together at once and meet all the local community organisations that they can become a part of up in Mullaney and the Blackhall Rangers. So plenty of pictures there as well. So plenty across both papers. Pick up a copy tomorrow and I'll be back again next week. This is Mitch on 101.5.